illustration about life. Now, when it comes to life, there are many things that we like to do. Like, we play sports, we hang out with friends, and we go to parties. Also, we go to school for an education, go to a university to get some certain degree, or go to work to make some money. One of my favorite things to do is to go out into the woods and hunt, and there's no doubt about it, I just enjoy being out there. But the things that we like to do in life are not that bad, but we are so caught up with those things, and there's more to life than all of those things. What I'm trying to tell you is this, that this life that we live on this earth is only temporary, but living a life for Jesus Christ is eternal. So turn your Bible with me to the book of John, chapter 5. John, chapter 5. Now, you may be sitting in this room, or some of you watching by internet, and you don't have a life for Jesus Christ. And you may be thinking to yourself, I can get saved tomorrow. I can wait with this many years. Well, I have to tell you right now, you're not promised for tomorrow, and you're not promised with that amount of years. John chapter 5, and if you're there, say, I'm with you. We will begin our reading in verse 24. These are the words of Jesus. He's saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Father, we're grateful for tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We just thank you for sending your son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord, that we can have life through you. Lord, I just pray that just anyone here does not know Christ as your Savior, just pray tonight will be tonight, Lord. And those watching by internet, I just pray that they would just accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. One part I forgot to get to say is stand in honor and reverence. But anyway, we'll move on. Now, here's something you have to get, though. Is that living a life for Jesus Christ is not temporary. It is eternal. I'll say this again. You didn't hear me. I'll say it one more time. Living a life for Jesus Christ is not temporary, but it is eternal. There are two things that we will get when we get saved. Notice the first thing that we will get is eternal life. In order to have eternal life, know that first of all, we must hear. What does it mean to hear? Hearing is not just only the act of hearing, but it is an act of obedience. It means to attend onto. So it's like how a servant is to obey his master's orders. So it's not just only hearing, but also doing. Now, what are we to hear? The beginning of verse 24 tells us, verily, verily, Jesus is saying, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word. In order to have eternal life, we must first of all hear, be obedient and to attend on to the words of Jesus. The words of Jesus are about his doctrine. It's all about the gospel, which is Christ's death on the cross for our sins, his burial, and his resurrection from the dead. Jesus wants us to repent and believe the gospel. Now, you may have been in church all your life, and you may have all the head knowledge. You can have all the head knowledge you want, but do you believe that Jesus died for your sins and was risen from the dead? Now, it's not just only hearing the gospel, but also we must believe. What does it mean to believe? Believing means to have faith in someone or in something. It means to have full confidence in. We can believe that we will have the best sleep, and we can have faith that we will have a safe ride home. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we can have faith in Jesus Christ that he can save and forgive us of our sins. So what are we to believe? Verse 24 gives us the answer. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that hath sent me hath everlasting life. We must believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also we must believe on the one who has sent him, and that is God. Why did God send Jesus to die for our sins? John 3, verse 16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Now that is awesome. We have a God that loves and cares about us. And because he loves us, he sent his only Son to die for our sins. So how do I get saved and have ever an eternal life? Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. We must have a change of mind of our wicked ways. It's like saying, God, I don't want to do bad stuff anymore. God, will you please forgive me of my sins? There must be true repentance. That is called turning away from our sins. We must realize that we are sinners before God and also call upon the name of Jesus Christ to save and to forgive us of our sins. And if we do those things, if we believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death on the cross for our sins, his burial and his resurrection from the dead, we shall be saved and we will have everlasting life. It is a life that will change you. Eternal life begins when you get saved, and there is no end. You may be sitting in this room right now, and you don't have a life for Jesus Christ, and you may be thinking to yourself, oh, nobody loves me. Nobody really cares about me. Where can I find happiness? Well, we got to know something. I have good news for you. There is someone that cares about you, and someone that loves you, and he is the name above all names, and his name is Jesus, and you can find happiness in him. Jesus did something for you that you couldn't even done yourself. He paid the ultimate sacrifice on the cross for you so that you could have everlasting life. He died for every sin that you've ever done. So he wants you to repent and believe the gospel. Jesus didn't say that he loves us. He showed that he loves us. Can you imagine going through life if Jesus did not come to this world to save us from our sins? Now just think about it. We will have nothing to hope for, and it would be devastating. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then there will be no point of putting our faith in Christ Jesus. We will still be living in the condemnation of our sins. We will all be miserable. And also, there will be no point for anyone to stand in front of this pulpit to share the gospel of Christ Jesus. This book right here, this will be useless. It will do nothing. We just think about it. Just think about it for one moment. We're living life. Jesus Christ did not die for our sins. There was no church. Just think about it. We'll be living in sin, and we'll all be miserable. Would it be devastating for you? There'll be no hope. There'll be no peace. But guess what, though? Jesus did not stay in the grave. He did not stay dead, but he was risen from the dead. So maybe you're here and you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can repent right now and believe the gospel of Christ Jesus. You do not have to wait by the end of the service. If the Holy Spirit is convicting you right now, saying that you need to get saved, I would say do it right now. Why would you want to wait to the end of this service? I would say settle your decision right now. Why would you want to wait? This is the time of salvation. Now that we know that when we get saved, we will get eternal life. Notice the second thing we will get is eternal security. When we get eternal security, there will be no more condemnation. What is condemnation? Condemnation means to go into judgment for our wrongs and being punished for what we did wrong. So it's like being a student in class and you forget to study for an exam. And what you decide to do is that, okay, I might want to just cheat off of somebody else's. You look to the neighbor right next to you and say, hi, buddy, may I look at your test paper? I didn't get to study last night. And then maybe look at the person behind you saying, hi, sir, may I look at your answers? And then all of a sudden, the teacher might walk up to you and say, see me after class. And the consequences will be is that you will get an automatic 0%. There may be some other consequences, like maybe no more playing sports. Oh, I would die if I did not play any sports. But not only that, though, also another consequence, there will be, you might be suspended from school, and that's not good at all. So what is it like to be in condemnation? Now, here's what you got to understand, though. When you die, you will spend eternity in two places, that is heaven or hell. Hell is a place where people who don't repent of their sins and believe the gospel of Christ Jesus. And if you die today, if you don't know Christ Jesus, then you will stand before the great white throne and you will hear God say to you, depart from me, for I never knew you. And then God will sentence you into everlasting torment. You want to know something? Is that Jesus preached more about hell than he did on heaven. In this book, it was like it was one of his top five, or I should say his number one topic. The reason why he preached more about hell is because there are many people in this world that are on their way to hell. You may be sitting in this room. Also, those of you watching by internet, you may be thinking to yourself right now that, oh, I'm going to have a blast in hell. I'm going to have a party. I'm going to hang out. This is going to be awesome. I got to tell you right now, you will not have a blast. You will not have parties. You will not have any fun at all. You will suffer everlasting torment. There will be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. And there will be the outer darkness. That's where you will be right now. God will not allow your sin to enter into heaven. If you don't have Christ in you, then your sin will cost you eternity in hell. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. But you don't have to go there. The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yeah, we all have sinned against God. There have been some bad choices that we made. There have been bad choices that I made in the past, though. But God loves us, though. And he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God does not want us to go to hell. He doesn't want that. He wants us to come to him and repent of all the sins that we have done, believe the gospel, and have eternal life through Christ Jesus. So what is it like to not be in condemnation? Look back in verse 24. It says, and shall not come into condemnation. When Jesus saves us from our sins, then we won't have to face judgment for our sins, because God will not see us as sinners. He will see Jesus in us. Now, this is wonderful. This book right here, this is not me saying this, but this is from the Word of God. This is what it's telling us. In Romans 8, verse 1, it tells us that there is therefore no condemnation in those that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So now, before we were saved, we were not living for Jesus Christ. We were living in our sins, and we deserved spending eternity in hell because all of the dirty, rotten sins that we have done. But Jesus came to save us, came to this world to save us from our sins. So we need to repent and believe the gospel of Christ Jesus. But you cannot save yourself. Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 9 tells us, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is by faith, believing the gospel of Christ Jesus, and repentance of sins, that will save you. Yes, you can do good works all you want. You can serve in the ministry. You can serve in the bus ministry, and also you can preach at the nursing home. Also, you could do any ministry you want, but it will never save you. Your religion will not save you. What else will not save you? Your baptism will not save you. Going to a Christian school will not save you. It takes only one sin to enter eternity in hell. The Bible tells us that if we are guilty of committing one sin, we are guilty of committing all of them. So when Adam and Eve came to this earth, God gave them one rule: to not eat of the fruits of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But here's what happened, though. Satan tempted Eve to eat of the fruits, and Eve went right at the fruits and ate them. And so did Adam. But God knew right away that he was not so pleased with what Adam and Eve have done. Adam and Eve were given only one rule. And guess what? They blew it. They disobeyed and sinned against God. And that was how sin entered into the world. But guess what, though? Just because you sin, Jesus still loves you. He wants you to repent and believe the gospel. Now, not only we will have no more condemnation, but there will be no more death. What does it mean to have death? It means to have eternal separation from God and being cast into everlasting torment. Now, what is it like to not have death? Look what Jesus says in verse 24. It says, "But it's passed from death unto life." Now, this is wonderful. When we get saved, we no longer belong to death. And the good news is, there is no going back. We will be passed from death unto life. It is a life that is worth a lifetime. Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus has given us a life that is worth living for him, and he wants us to live it to the fullest. Now, there will be days that we will mess up. We will sin against God because we are not perfect. But it does not mean we will lose our salvation, because Jesus has it secure. Jesus will secure you like putting a letter in a nice envelope and sealing it nice and tight. Jesus will have you all secure until you die and go to heaven someday. Now, we're going to stand with a hymn of invitation. If the Lord's touched your heart and you need to respond. And I'll say this again. If you're here and you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is a great opportunity right now to repent and believe the gospel of Christ Jesus. Christ's death on the cross for our sins, his burial, and his resurrection. And if you're going to get saved right now, why would you want to wait? Do not let anything stand in your way. Settle your decision right now before it is eternally too late. What's your hymn, Brother Gage? Page 35.
Page 35. Come as we sing.